As the beloved God of gold speaks his heart to us all, again we ask our mighty heaven presence to bless us and to bless him and to keep clear the way between our heart's call for his assistance and his mighty release of that help to the earth. May we consciously cooperate in every way with that which he wishes to bring forth to the I Am student body to more quickly raise all into eternal harmony. Beloved ones of my heart, we enter in today to the conscious use of the power of the golden ray and the golden flame, which bear to the earth the power to produce peace. I wish you to understand that within the power of the golden flame is the command from the great central sun to bring peace to the earth. Peace into the feelings of mankind. Peace into the bodies of mankind that produces healing. When you thoroughly understand how many channels the mighty I Am presence uses to bring purity to the earth and make mankind understand the necessity for using the great power of love from the great central sun to bring perfection into this world, you will comprehend something then of my service to the earth, to life, and to the powers of nature through the love which I draw forth and use to produce what you call physical gold. We have all of us from time to time spoken again and again of the cosmic law's demand for love to rule the earth. Mankind believe it for a moment and then disbelieve it as soon as the radiation has seemed to recede. As an eternal law which you cannot take out of the universe, I say to you, all things must be purified on this earth and raised into eternal peace by the heart flame of love and its command to life. Mankind's feelings may rebel, they may defy, they may refuse, but as long as they will not use the golden flame of our love, they will stay in their chains. Our life everywhere must hear that command. All life that is bound in human limitation, human qualities, human discord, must hear the command of the great gentle sun, the great command to life, that the sacred fire of eternal love must go forth by conscious command and compel the purification by which freedom alone can come. We have purified mankind's fragile creation again and again and again through the ages past. And now, mankind must issue the command to purify their own creation. When the cosmic law has gone to the extent of releasing to you this magnificent truth in these dictations and the boundless love that has come to you through our radiation, then the cosmic law will demand your conscious command to life, that the cosmic law of eternal love go forth through the sacred fire and compel purification everywhere you abide or command it to express. We have poured the cosmic light substance through the metallic substance of gold, through the crust of the earth, age upon age upon age, to keep the powers of nature purified to the point where they will continue to produce food and the blessings for mankind to use. And again and again and again has mankind desecrated the purity that our love has given. And now, the individuals in this world are face to face with the necessity of either commanding that God's love purify all things, or if they will not use that command, they will go down under the discord. Only the sacred fire of eternal love can protect that which is constructive in this world. When you realize what the love of the cosmic being has been to this world through the centuries past, and still mankind go on, I want to destroy and desecrate and enslave more of the activities of life. You must know that the hour approaches when the cosmic law will demand payment, and mankind will awaken, whether they want to or not. Thank you, beloved ones. Mankind will either awaken to the necessity of using the great law of love to correct conditions in this world, or they must face the recoil of those conditions. Mankind are too content to sleep in their limitation. And I say to you, if you will arise and demand your freedom from everything that is limitation in this world, by the great central sun's love, that is master of the universe, then it will be master of you. Your mastery means the control of all energy and all manifestation by the sacred fire of eternal love, which means the eternal purity, eternal balance of all things, and the harmonious control and use of those things to produce greater perfection in the universe around you. And since only that which manifests eternal love can be allowed to express and be made immortal here or anywhere, then when the awakening comes to the individual, the cosmic law will demand obedience. Mankind can go on in their human desire and defiance and try everything on this earth to solve their problems, and they will not be solved except by the sacred fire of the great central sun's love, which is the life of perfection and the immortality of the great command to life. The habit of the ages has got to be broken. And therefore, the shattering of the human concepts, the shattering of human desire, the shattering of human habit and human selfishness must be accomplished by conscious command. And so those of you who understand this law and will use that conscious command will have your freedom from anything that has opposed you in the past. Freedom, my dear ones, does not exist anywhere except within the sacred fire of immortal love. And it is nonsense to look for it anywhere else. The cosmic law throughout the cycles of time that are infinite has forever reminded mankind of the law of love. And that law is the flame of love, the feeling of love from within the heart of the individual, expanding to that which is above this world. I'm therefore, until individuals are trained from babyhood to understand the necessity of pouring the love and the gratitude of the heart flame within the physical body to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, the activities of life are almost useless. That which will not let the great central sun's flame of eternal love give its perfection and happiness to the universe around it is of no use to the mighty I Am presence or the ascended host. Unless the outer self is made to understand that its very first duty to life is to send the love of the heart to the source that gives it existence. Unless that is done first, everything else is in wrong relationship to the individual. So, beloved ones, if you at least will believe me, if you at least will try what I offer today to train the outer self many times a day in just one flash of flame to send your love to your presence and then ask that presence on its own flame of love back to you to show you what its heart wants you to do. If you will send your love to your mighty I Am presence and ask it to make you understand in the outer what its heart wants you to do. And you will be through with your limitations and your experiments of the misery in this world. Mankind have so long ignored and refused the love from the heart of the presence. And I shall plead and plead and plead with all the love there is in the golden ray until you hear me and obey. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. My dear ones, you cannot live without that love. The universe could not be sustained without it. It is all the happiness you could ever desire. It is the satisfaction that everyone seeks. It is the life of perfection that fills the universe. And its law is absolute. When you understand what just that one habit alone will do for you, you will not waste one instant until you train the outer self to obey it. And if you will just learn to say, I give you my love, my beloved I Am Presence. Make me understand what your heart's flame wants me to do here, and be at peace. And almost before you know it, you will find the heart flame of love from the higher mental body has flashed its light into outer conditions and is moving toward you, that which fulfills the divine plan and brings you only happiness. You could not have anything but eternal happiness in fulfilling the heart's desire for you from your mighty I Am Presence. Sometimes, beloved ones, it takes infinite patience, and sometimes we would like to hurry the action of the cosmic law. When mankind stay in distress and call for help, and the help that has been offered has been pushed aside. The law of love, my dear ones, is the law of the expansion of perfection throughout creation. Therefore, unless the outer self is taught and trained to expand the flame of love in the heart and raise it back to the powerhouse that gives it more of perfection, it has not learned the first principle of life's action in the universe. Unless the outer self sets that habit, it goes on with only a partial release of that which could come so easily in its completeness. Your first duty in all the universe is to send the feeling of intense love and gratitude from your own heart flame, and that allows it to expand. And in that expanding process, it carries back to the presence the desire of the outer self to produce perfection and bring happiness to the universe. And so, as you train the memory of the outer self to send forth the flame of love from the outer self to your beloved I Am Presence, and ask it to show you what its heart wants you to do, you will have entered in to the secret place of the Most High, the Holy of Holies, where you can be exalted in its love. I'm be clothed in its power to assist your fellow man without limit to correct conditions that are wrong, because you are planting the flame of love to grow its everlasting happiness in a world of shadows. And that love, as it comes forth, is light, my dear ones, light that sustains this system of worlds. You cannot sustain a system of worlds without the light of eternal love, for it is the immortality of life itself. And so, as everything that you want in the future that brings you happiness, everything that will raise you to your ascension depends on your love back to your presence and your call to it to show you what its heart's flame wants you to do. And within that eternal divine desire is the manifested universe of all that you will yet become. So, as I go on with my service of love, with my pouring out of my heart's flame of love, to bless the powers of nature and the beings of the elements with those currents of purity, the currents of perfection, the currents of power that love alone can produce, I shall remember you in my own heart's flame. And if I hear your call for what my heart's flame wants you to do, I shall be with you and show you what you can do to help the powers of nature be free from mankind's shadows that are not love. Thank you, precious ones. And did you understand what your I Am presence would do for you and do through you for the powers of nature if you sent it your love and asked it to reveal to you what its heart desires for you and what its heart desires for the powers of nature and the beings of the elements, you would have the most transcendent experiences, the most wonderful blessings, the most invincible power in your outer activities, and all would come in answer to your own love offered to your presence to fulfill its heart desire here. And in the blessings that have been yours in the past, through the radiation and the love of the great ones who have dictated to you from time to time, when they gave you the use of that phrase, the great central sun's heart command to life. My dear ones, they gave you a scepter of power, a secret of the great, great silence. And if you will use it, it will reveal itself to you. And so, if you want to know what the power of the golden flame to the earth means to life, I can be of assistance and reveal to you what its love conveys and what its love can produce in the physical world. Were you to make the same call to me that I just referred in your call to your presence, I could show you what my heart's desire for you would bring into your world. For I would love to give you the gifts that my love has created and I have the authority to bestow. I would love to show you what the magnificent blessings of pure metallic gold can do for you and for the earth and for the beings of nature and the beings of the elements. For I assure you that that gift which I can bestow could never be touched by the selfishness of the outer world, for its power would consume the selfishness before it could approach. And so it will be with you as you understand what your heart command of life can do. You must give it first to your presence, and it will reveal what its heart desire for you will bring into your world for outer use. And when you send the flame of love from your heart to your beloved I Am presence and ask it to make you and your world its heart desire of eternal love, you will have awakened to the use of the miracle power of life that is the natural way of our existence, the natural condition in the Ascended Master's octave of life. And so should it be in your world, the natural condition of this world, my dear ones, is the happiness and the purity and the perfection of that love which is the immortality of life, because nothing can be made immortal anywhere in the universe unless it be the flame of eternal love. So whatever you do in this world, you want to produce perfection and sustain it forever, to glorify your mighty I Am presence and expand its happiness to life, it must be by conscious command of that miracle love which is the great central sun's extension of itself to this world. And when you realize that the power, mark you, the life of eternal happiness, its flame and its substance, that come forth from the secret love star to enfold the whole world at this time, you must surely know that the Savior of the world, the Deliverer of the world, the Redemption of the world, is the immortal flame of love from the central sun. Your violet consuming flame is that love's mighty gift of itself to the earth to purify and to transmute by conscious command everything in this world that is less than perfection into the immortal happiness that only abides within the love from the central sun. Your own beloved I Am Presence is that flame of love. And so, when you offer the love of the outer self to that beloved I Am Presence, and you ask it to show you what its heart demand and heart desire for you is in this world, you will find the wonders of existence, the happiness of perfection, the mastery over this world becoming a reality for you in your daily activities, your daily association with the life in the world around. And so, when you command the outer self to be a sun presence of your beloved I Am Presence, heart desire for you in this world, you will understand that mastery is a very tangible, real, practical, wonderful victory of its presence. And wherever you abide, just naturally will everything love you and cooperate with you, because the heart flame of your mighty I Am Presence has poured its love ahead of you and prepared the way to show you what its heart desire is for you in this world. Go forward and dwell within the radiance and glory of its all-commanding power to the earth, and be for your fellow man the sun of everlasting freedom that leads the way until love claims its own, and that which has been of the shadows can never again manifest for you. I commend you to your freedom, which alone abides within the heart desire of the love of your blessed I Am Presence. And the heart of every ascended master, the heart of the central sun, is one great commanding flame of immortal love. Use its power and have your freedom now. I thank you. You, beloved God of gold, thank you for your love. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to those under this radiation. Blaze forth thy heart's desire for us all, and make us the victory of thy love that forever controls with full power. Watch thou between each of us, when, while we are absent one from another, glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible power and flame of that love from the great central sun that no longer can anything but its happiness touch those under this radiation. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in your heart's desire fulfilled for us through that love which we send to you. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And thank you, beloved God of gold. Blaze through us your heart's desire for us wherever we abide. Set the powers of nature and the beings of the elements free from all that is not the eternal purity of that immortal love. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in your heart's desire for us fulfilled. In the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, in cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress our mighty I Am Presence, heart's command to life, for the victory of that love which is immortal, move us forward and compel its freedom everywhere. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged with the one mighty stroke of such invincible, immortal love from the great central sun, and in such power and such pressure as shall dissolve from the earth forever all that is not that love and its purity and its perfection and its victory and its freedom and its peace for eternity. And to those who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, until that love, which is the immortal perfection of eternity, blazes and forever manifests its perfection and happiness to everything in the universe. As we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the power and desire of the great central sun's heart command for us, until it reaches through everything and holds that love in command here forever. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may that cosmic love bless our beloved dawn and its flame of everlasting perfection raise all to eternal freedom.